This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Lok Sabha proceedings has resumed after the adjournment. Earlier, the House was adjourned till 12 noon following the uproar by opposition members over various issues. When the House assembled for the day, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla took up question hour in which Union Minister of State for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Nimuban Bambania, tried to reply to a question on Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Anna Yojana, but she could not complete her reply following opposition uproar. Mr. Birla expressed concern over the conduct of the opposition members and appealed to them to allow the House to function. He urged members to maintain dignity and decorum of the House, and other members should be allowed to speak during question hour. The opposition members continued with the protest, leading to the adjournment of the House till 12 noon. Government has said that 100% ration cards have been digitized and more than 99% ration cards are linked with Aadhaar. Replying to supplementary in the Lok Sabha today, Minister of State for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Nimuban Bambania, said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has accorded the highest priority to food security. She informed that the government is providing free food gains to approximately over 81 crore beneficiaries across all states and union territories under the Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Anna Yojana. Mrs. Bambania said that the scheme is the world's largest food security program. The minister said with the implementation of the One Nation, One Ration Card scheme, migrant workers can now lift their entitled food grains from any fair price shops across the country. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar met U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Washington last night ahead of the critical minerals ministerial scheduled for today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said a wide-ranging conversation that covered a bilateral cooperation agenda, regional and global issues. He also said facets of India-U.S. strategic partnership discussed included trade, energy, nuclear defense, critical minerals and technology. Secretary Rubio and Minister Jaishankar welcomed the trade deal reached between President Trump and Prime Minister Modi. The two leaders emphasized the importance of the democracies working together to unlock new economic opportunities and advance our shared energy security goals. The 13th edition of the joint military exercise Kanjar between India and Kyrgyzstan will begin today at Misamari in Sonitpur district of Assam. It will further strengthen bilateral defense cooperation and deepen the enduring military partnership between the two nations. The exercise, which will continue till the 17th of this month, aims to enhance interoperability between the special forces of both nations. President Draupadi Murmu, who is on a six-day tour to Odisha, offered prayers at the Sri Jagannath Temple in Puri this morning. During her visit, President Murmu is scheduled to unveil the statue of eminent tribal leader Banjbir Sunaram Soren at the Government Girls Higher Secondary School at Mahuldihi, where she will also take part in the Platinum Jubilee celebrations and interact with students and teachers. Today is World Cancer Day. The day is observed on the 4th of February every year to raise cancer awareness and encourage its prevention, detection and treatment. Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today said that the day serves as a reminder to support cancer survivors and encourage regular screenings for a healthier society. This year, World Cancer Day has been observed under the theme United by Unique to place people at the center of care and the stories at the heart of the conversation. In the ICC Men's Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup, India will take on Afghanistan in the second semi-final at the Harare Sports Club in Zimbabwe today. The match will begin at 1 p.m. Indian time. The winner of this match will play against England in the final on Friday. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading slightly down in forenoon trade today. The Sensex slipped 122 points to 83,617, while the Nifty dropped marginally by 5 points to 25,722 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, IT, healthcare and services were dragging the most. And that is the end of this news bulletin.